Welcome to the University Student Union's Online Leadership Toolbox. This podcast will be about stress relief. Specifically, we're going to chillax. If you've ever felt overwhelmed before finals, pressured with financial concerns, worried about a relationship, or dealt with a health issue of a loved one, you felt stressed. Managing stress well puts you on the road to enjoying life more. For our time together, we'll focus on how to thrive with the challenges of your life. My name is Jean Fransblau, and I'll be your guide through this podcast with you every step of the way. Are you ready to chillax? In this session, we'll go over 6 tools to relieve stress that range from learning your body's signals to breathing easy to expressing yourself. Next, I'll give you 2 simple exercises to get you started right away. After that, you'll enjoy some supportive affirmations, and then we'll be done. Let's get started. Tool number 1, learn your body's signals. You are smart. Your body is smart. If you pay attention, you can become aware that you're under stress quickly and take actions to support yourself before stress gets out of hand. In the recovery program called Alcoholics Anonymous, there's an acronym called HALT, H-A-L-T. HALT is the recommendation that you don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, H-A-L-T, HALT. HALT is a quick way to recognize what may be causing you stress or acting to raise your stress levels. If you're feeling too hungry, now might be a good time to take a break and grab some lunch or a piece of fruit. If you're feeling really angry, this might be a good time to take a walk, call a friend to vent, or do some writing about it. If you're feeling lonely, it may be a good time to pick up the phone, write an open-hearted text or email, or smile at a stranger. And if the issue is that you're too tired, tiredness can be stressful. Choosing not to go out a 4th night in a row, or taking a short nap, or choosing to get to bed earlier than usual may be what's called for. HALT is like a quick triage for you to identify what self-care action is needed first. Tool number 2, breathe easy and chillax. You have with you right now a hands-free stress relief device. I'm glad you brought it with you when you started this podcast. The device is your lungs. You take them with you everywhere you go, and they can be used to de-stress you quickly. Now, I'm sure you were breathing before I mentioned it. For our purposes, we'll be using conscious breathing as a stress relief technique. Now, rather than talking about this technique, let's just practice it together right now. I'll count it out so you can follow along. You'll inhale for a count of 3, hold for a count of 3, and exhale for a count of 3. With each inhale, you'll think the word relax, relax, relax. With each exhale, you'll think the word release, release, release. You'll be giving permission to your mind to relax and your body to release. Are you ready? Exhale the air in your body. And in, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3. And out, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3. In, relax, relax, hold. Out, release, release, hold. One more time. In, relax, relax, hold. Out, release, release, we're done. So we've done the breathing easy part. Now let's do the chillaxing. Let's chillax a little more. We'll start with shoulder shrugs. Take your shoulders, bring them up to your ears, and then let gravity drop them down. We're going to do this a few times. So the shoulders come up. You're wearing them like earrings, and down they go. Up they go towards your ears, and down. Then do micro circles with your shoulders, microcircles or tiny short circles towards the back of the room you might be in, and then tiny circles towards the front. Okay, now it's time for a head roll. Take your chin and bring it down to your chest, and slowly and mindfully bring your head over so that your ear goes over your shoulder, only doing it if it feels good and right. Then your chin dips down slowly to the chest. The head goes over to the other side so that the ear is over the other shoulder, mindfully, respectfully. And then the chin goes down again. If this is feeling good, you're going to do it again. Now this time, be mindful of your breathing. So aware of your breathing. The chin is down at the chest and then slowly over to one side. Ah, just relax. And the chin goes down back to the chest and over to the other side. And then one more time down to the chest. And now let your head be in a neutral position. The next way to get you to chillax is for you to close your eyes. Of course, only do this if you're in a safe place to do it. But you close your eyes and pay attention to your eyelids and the skin around your eyes. Relax all of it. Consciously relax your eyes. Be aware of your breathing now. Aware of every time you breathe in and every time you breathe out. There's nothing to change, but simply be aware it comes in and that air flows out easily and effortlessly. Next, I'd like for you, with your eyes still closed, to put a gentle smile on your face. I sometimes call this a Buddha smile or a Mona Lisa smile, the kind of smile where your friends might wonder what you're up to. So your eyes are relaxed, you're aware of your breathing, and you put this gentle smile on your face. A few more seconds, enjoy how nice it feels. And when you're ready, you open your eyes, and if you need to feel more awake, you can stretch a little bit. Because we continue with tool number three right now. Tool number three is working out and stretching. We've heard it before that it's good for our health to exercise regularly. Did you know how good it is for your mental health? Getting out of your head and into your body can give your mind a well-needed break. Many people report they get their best ideas not when they're purposefully thinking about the issues in their lives. The ideas come during a morning swim or a jog around the block. It's not just active exercise that can relax your mind. So can simple stretching. Stretching after a class, stretching while watching TV, laying on the carpet and stretching with no purpose at all. Each of these stretch breaks can be a sensual, relaxing delight. I'll say it again. Each of these stretch breaks can be a sensual, relaxing delight. Have you ever tried a yoga class? The first one I ever took was hard to figure out. What was the purpose of all these slow movements and holds and poses? Now, years later, I can tell you that yoga is one of my favorite forms of exercise. I feel so balanced and relaxed after a class. If you've never tried it, I recommend you check it out. Whether you stretch informally on your carpet or formally in a class, consider adding it to your stress relief repertoire. Tool number four, sleeping well. Are you stressed partly because you're not giving yourself enough sleep? Adequate sleep helps your brain function properly, so lack of sleep can affect mental performance, like learning and testing well. And then there's always the issue of being cranky. My friend Kendra made up the phrase sleep hygiene, and I love that. It suggests that just as with dental hygiene, there are behaviors we can do to take care of this part of our health. In the morning, many of us floss or at least brush our teeth, and it's become a habit. I invite you to make getting proper rest a habit of a lifetime. How much sleep do you need? Studies reveal that this can range depending on your age. For a college-age student, that number is often about 8 hours. A few years ago, in my 30s, I noticed that I felt fully rested after 7 hours sleep. I was psyched. There are some who adopt a creative sleep style called polyphasic sleep, where the person chooses to sleep at a few different times during the day rather than in one block at night. Winston Churchill was famous for this, and he was a guy who got a lot done in his career. He swore with his... Okay, I'll say it again. Winston Churchill was famous for this. He was a guy who got a lot done in his career, and he swore about this sleeping style, that it made it possible. Here's a quote from Mr. Churchill on the subject. "Don't think you will be doing less work because you sleep during the day. That's a foolish notion held by people who have no imaginations. You will be able to accomplish more. You get 2 days in one. Well, at least one and a half." That's Winston Churchill. Pay attention to what your body is telling you about your sleep needs. Some people help themselves with certain rituals before bed that assure good rest, like being mindful of taking in less or no caffeine in the evening, or avoiding high-protein foods before bed, which can affect dreams, or keeping the TV off before bed to create a peaceful, quiet environment that sets the tone for rest and rejuvenation. Tool number 5, paying attention to food. What food gives you good energy, and what food puts you in a food coma? If you're not doing it already, I recommend that you pay attention so you can choose the right foods for the quality of energy that you need for your day. On a day where you need to be focused and on your game from morning until night, this might be the day to plan having some good protein snacks, like cheese, yogurt, a hard-boiled egg, or nuts. If you want to avoid being super tired after lunch, have less white bread, pasta, or rice. These carbs are notorious for making a person feel draggy and tired. If you wait until lunch to have your first meal of the day, consider bringing breakfast back into your life. The common wisdom that if you're dieting, you may as well skip breakfast is false. It kickstarts your metabolism and feeds that brain of yours. Eat and enjoy a boost in your morning energy level with breakfast. Tool number 6, expressing yourself. One way to shake off stress is to express yourself in a healthy way. For those who like to write, try a free-form writing exercise where you put your pen to paper and write whatever comes to mind. Say anything and everything. Give yourself time to express yourself this way. For those who need to move to release stress, putting on music and dancing and jumping around is just what helps. Some people need a friend or therapist to talk to get all their thoughts and ideas out of their heads that way. For the visual person, doodling, painting, drawing, sculpting, each can help release the burden of stress. I know several people who express themselves by getting in their car, rolling up the windows, and shouting for as long and as loud as they want. Do you feel pent up with stress and need to express yourself? I invite you to take one of these suggestions and let it rip. Okay, we've just completed the 5 tools. Now it's time for your first exercise. What one action could you take to improve your sleep hygiene this week? It could be to get to bed earlier one night or to allow yourself a nap. Perhaps it's to turn off the TV before bed. You decide. Your second exercise is to practice the breathing easy technique for 1 minute at some point before you go to bed tonight. You can do it on the bus, in your car at a red light, before bed, whenever. If you enjoy it, do it more often. Finally, it's time for affirmations for chillaxing. An affirmation is an encouraging, positive statement said in the first person. I'll say an affirmation twice, and then I'll pause. If it sounds like a good affirmation for you, repeat the affirmation in your mind. Number 1, I deserve to develop the skill of recognizing when I'm stressed. I deserve to develop the skill of recognizing when I'm stressed. Number two, I am willing to take action to help myself feel better when I'm stressed. I'm willing to take action to help myself feel better when I'm stressed. Number three, I can refine my stress relief skills to fit my unique needs. I can refine my stress relief skills to fit my unique needs. So in this podcast, we discussed five tools for releasing stress and chillaxing. I gave you two exercises so you can get started right away. We did some affirmations, and now we are done. This podcast was presented to you by the University Student Union. Find other podcasts and an online survey on our website. Do the online survey and you may win a prize. You can find us at http://usu.csun.edu/toolbox. Thank you.